Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's still not too late for Bill Belichick to announce he's running for president. Welcome to a Love Stinks edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host in Eagles. I'm your host in Detroit Lions fan, Daniel Hartigan. Love my Lions.
All right.
It's a great day to be a Lion.
You don't even got the right blue on.
It's the only blue I own, but this is my Lions attire. With us, as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, do you feel even a little bad for the Bills?
We'll just get to it so much, you know. I don't want to blow my wad here. There's so many people that I feel one way or another about in Bills Nation. But I will just say, on last week's episode, Erin Vale was really making me feel emotional and sentimental towards her and empathetic. And then she closed with Danny Sucks, and then it was on.
It did happen. Audio-only version of Sorry We Love Football. Go back to last week and check that out. Hey, that third voice you hear. Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, I like your haircut.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I got it in SoFi Stadium.
Did you?
I went back down there.
You were watching the game, getting your haircut?
Yeah, they do cuts.
That's
on
nice.
Off weeks, eh?
Man, we made it. This is my favorite Sunday of the NFL season. Conference championship games, there's nothing like them. They're both outdoors, which makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I love – we've gotten two dome games in certain seasons, and it just feels off to me. This is the Sunday that we live for. Danny, it's your sixth straight. Kyle, it's your sixth straight. How are you guys feeling about it?
I mean, it's unbelievable. I really didn't see this coming this season. Nobody did, except for Pat Mahomes and Andy. They just know when to turn it on. I feel like all of the crazy tinfoil hat theories that I thought could be possible earlier in the season, like, oh, they're just like lazing through the whole season, like trying shit, throwing stuff around, seeing what works, seeing which guys suck. And then they just like Patrick Mahomes just goes full Terminator mode in the playoffs. And that's just how it works. Turns out that is how it works.
This is what it takes to get them off, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that they were working things out. It had to be 20 degrees. It had to be the Bills.
They had to be losing at halftime.
And now Mahomes' dick is hard finally. It's 3 a.m. Now he's trying to fuck some.
Well, and, you know, he's slowly answering all the questions that people want to have, eliminating this or that excuse. Oh, he's never played a playoff game on the road. Guess what that's like? Pretty much the same.
It's also 21 degrees. Cool.
Yeah.
Easy.
And we're going to have plenty of time to talk about how the Chiefs have turned it on. I do want to acknowledge how you opened the show. The Lions being in this conference championship is just so fun. It makes the whole thing so fun.
Whatever. Detroit, enjoy.
We couldn't have Bills and Lions fans advancing this far, right? The Bills had it a few seasons back in the COVID season. The Lions fans are on the ride of their lives right now.
This was 1991. I mean, most people on Earth weren't born, right? How does the math work on that?
The last time the Lions won a road playoff game, they beat the 49ers in 1957.
Yeah.
History repeats itself.
No Super Bowls.
World wars were closer together.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just feels like, there needs to be one team that's never won a Super Bowl in every conference championship. That just makes it a good time. They'll probably lose. I'm not picking them to lose right now.
Not yet.
I'm just saying, like, you know, there's no justice in the world. It's usually just all chalk in the end. That's why we got Biden and Trump again. But it's just fun for the ride to have a team like this.
I the way the Bills lost, I think I just decided it was good for them in the long run that the kicker did it. Because honestly, if he makes the kick, Mahomes goes down and scores.
Yes, easily,
Then Allen throws a pick.
It's more excruciating.
It's more damaging if Allen throws the pick. If the kicker does it, you can just murder him and then move on to the next kick.
Well, they're not murdering him. Did you see what the fans have rallied around Tyler Bass?
Wow. That is weird. Like,
well, they're just broken as a – they just have to try something else.
Yeah.
They hated every
No, it's not weird. They have he's received over $150,000 in pledged donations. Danny, you're going to love this, and maybe your
– it was Taylor Swift.
Maybe your sister podcast can talk about this. Declaring support – calling him a cat dad, the 10 Lives Club, We Stand With Tyler Bass, Don't Boy Our Friend, they raised $150,000 for cat shelters.
That's wonderful. And I will address that on my other adjacent cat podcast that I'm sure overlaps with absolutely zero of our listeners.
Nah, they're getting these reels.
But it does feel, even though that is a nice thing, it does feel like a little bit of Stockholm Syndrome, kind of like a weird... You know, you've got to be a Bills fan for the rest of your life, so you're stuck, and now you have to like everything that they do. You've fallen in love with whatever narrative gets you through the day, and I guess deciding Tyler Bass is good.
Well, Bills fans are going to save an animal that can die 9 times.
Yeah.
Also, if he makes the kick, they don't save these cats, right? No money pledge.
That's true. You know what? Patrick Mahomes does it again. What a charitable man that this guy goes into Buffalo and wins the game just so these cats could have a home.
I'd also like to argue that Travis Kelce he was the player of the game.
Yeah,
Mahomes was great. But
he had the first half.
Kelce, they also –
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking very different. I think the hotel sex is working for him.
Now, how do you feel – how did you feel – I mean, I doubt that there – it's got to be like – I feel like they rent out a mansion or something. They get an Airbnb. I don't know if they're doing hotels anymore.
I think they're at the Hyatt Place, Buffalo.
They could be. But then there's so many fans around. There's other weird – there's people's kids in the elevator.
And can you imagine Travis Kelce like putting his Hilton Rewards number into a pin pad with Taylor Swift right next to him? He's like, fuck, is it my social? Is it Last Four Social? He's like trying to pick out what are sidewalks.
Just sleep in the plane. It's like a hotel room. I mean, how did you feel about the heart getting thrown up, Jamel? You know, you're an avid Taylor Swiftie.
I knew the Bills was losing. That's how I felt. I felt like, God, Kelce looks great. He's in love with the greatest white woman in human history. And
she's up there.
It's done. The Bills are done. I'm never going to get a song with Taylor Swift and Benny the Butcher now. It's done.
I thought you said last week, and I audit the show, you said on last week's show that you thought the Bills needed to lose in order for this collab to happen. Because otherwise, ooh, she would be kind of against the idea. But now,
I think what happened instead was they donated to the cat shelter instead of making the song.
So here's what the shelter said: Tyler doesn't deserve any of the hate he's receiving. He's an excellent football player and even better person who took the time to help our organization and rescue cats last year. Leave our friend alone. There was an accompanying cartoon with a caption that had Tyler Bass labeled as a cat dad. And it ends with, no wonder Tyler Bass is so fast on his feet. He's part cat.
Sure. Everybody knows kickers are fast on their feet. That's a real trait that we all
Another
covet.
Reason we needed this to be on Tyler Bass's head, so we could all kind of forget about DeMar Hamlin getting sacrificed.
That's
again.
True.
Why?
What were they doing?
They were trying to, and Dan brought this up in the chat. They wanted to, the place would have... gone hype.
It would have been enough.
3 Mile Island in Buffalo.
You saw Sean McDermott watching the montage at the ESPYs when he called that play.
Yeah. Yeah.
You saw Joe Flacco remaining in his seat.
Yeah. You can't, you need something. That's the fear of playing the Chiefs, is that you feel like you need something like that to galvanize you, to
but
get
you
them as hyped up.
Unfortunately, you do. It didn't work, but yeah, once these guys are ready to play, there's nothing you can do except for something miraculous.
Now, did that cost him comeback player of the year? I feel like you're not in the game for an entire season, and then you come in and you blow it in the playoffs?
And apparently the Chiefs had 10 players on the field.
Gotten the 5 yards. Everything was in front of you, Buffalo.
They called it the wrong way, I guess.
I must have.
Short side of the field, maybe?
It was short side of the field, but I don't know where the stacked of the line was. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't matter. It was so stupid.
It was so bad.
It was a bad idea.
If you're going to go for it, put Josh Allen on the
8 yards a rush with a running quarterback?
Yeah.
That's true. Have him hike it to Josh Allen or something. Have him do a quick lateral, something other than
3 yards up the middle. He could have gotten 3 up the middle.
Yeah, Josh would have plowed through the guy that tackled DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin is barely clinging to his existence as it is.
Rough.
So before we get into it, I want to just see where Danny and Kyle's nerves are at. I know we're going to preview the game, but like I said, championship week, there's something special about it. To me, this is the one that always
made me,
like the Super Bowl 2 weeks, you kind of like, we're in the Super Bowl. Like, we're going to win. You always think you're going to win when you're in the Super Bowl.
You got a 50-50 chance.
This
week. It's different than a football game. The Super Bowl isn't a football game.
It's right. It's not. It's a television production. This is the last football game. And it's scary. And it's, but you're 6 years in a row, like, of the 6 championships, like, obviously this one's not at Arrowhead, but going into it, what are you guys changing your routines this week? What are you doing?
This is why I thought when people said Mahomes had played the road playoff game against Tampa, I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. They played in Tampa Stadium for a half full crowd where most of the fans were probably psycho Chiefs fans because COVID wasn't real.
Right.
And then the rest of them were, CEOs.
Yeah. Right. And 2 of the fans were our best 2 offensive linemen, both sitting in the stands and not
a lot of the fans were our first picks.
Yeah.
We're like our starters.
Yeah. So it was just a rough situation all around. You can't count that.
I don't know. I don't do much different this week. I really wish the Texans would have won.
I bet.
I do not want to play the Ravens.
The Ravens it's different than playing the Bills because the Ravens have actually won shit and they have a reason to believe in themselves in a close game.
And I don't think, as crazy as it is, I don't think their quarterback's lows are near the lows of Josh Allen, while I think the high. I think Lamar sits more in, like, the upper third of his ability all of the time. Like, he doesn't bottom out. And sometimes he does for one quarter, and then Houston's in the game for
a minute.
He'll
take a bad sack.
That's
and
the
thing is, if he bottoms out, they have their defense is insane. They are just top to bottom insane.
This is what's comforting me. This is why this week has been so calm for me already. First off, I didn't think we should be here based on at least the Christmas feelings that I had about this team. And now that we're here, it's just like, all right, the narrative is set. Mahomes is a god. He beats Josh Allen every year. He happens to be 3-1 against Lamar Jackson. It'd be nice if we got another one on top of that. But there's no like narrative behind us getting bounced by the Ravens or something. There's no narrative about sometimes we lose the conference championship. It's okay. We're always there.
He's won most of them. Here's my favorite thing, because I've been all in on reading all the haters all week. Mm-hmm. I have, like, my girlfriend's out of town. I got nothing. I'm just, like, spiraling on Twitter where people are like, oh, yeah, well, Lamar's going to get you next week. And you're like, yeah, that's fine. There's only 4 teams left.
Sure.
Like, what are you?
Yeah.
This is far enough to have made it to where you're not out early, no matter who you are.
We're back in the Final Four. And also, this is what I love about the Lamar being so great, the offense being really good, and the defense being the number one defense. They just look so awesome that beating them would just be unbelievable. Losing to them, excusable. Beating them, I mean, my God.
If it becomes a Ravens 49ers run and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, the haters will be forced to the other side.
Yeah.
This would be the most incredible run that's ever happened with now all-pro wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I mean, we got Sky Moore on our fucking team. This guy's still on the team.
But also, I love the Ravens.
Yeah, and the Ravens will be fun. Stavros will be happy.
He'll be on the sideline.
Sure.
I like, I mean, it's been fun watching the Ravens call him a celebrity.
He's
it's
not. In Baltimore.
Yeah. He's on the main account.
Dude, he's like literally on the Ravens account, and then 18 comments in a row are, who are this? And the 19th comment is, come.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, and then you got like Trey Wingo and shit RTing him and like Peter Schrager calling him out. And he's like, once you become a celebrity in the sports world, I say that's celebrity.
You know what? Yeah, I think it's great. I think he's the most famous someone should be and be allowed to be using celebrity for sports stuff.
Yeah. This is what we want. People, help us out.
Well, we got
get us into the stratosphere.
We need a regional accent.
There's too many. There's too much backlog with the Chiefs.
Yeah,
got the fame level for the Chiefs now is so. There's people in the fucking skybox at Chiefs games where they're like, "Oh, you're talking about Upper Manchester socialite Demetria, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I might be the 916th most famous Chiefs fan.
Whoa.
Hey, which is great. Yeah, should be great. Bad. Should be nice. I'm below many of the Chiefs podcast guys that I listen to, unfortunately.
Piggybacking off the Stavros Ravens thing, this actually leads perfectly into what I hated about watching football this week. Mm-hmm. And it's the Brock Purdy rhetoric that's completely out of control, obviously. But I'm going to make a connection here, so just allow me to take off. Obviously, it's two extremes. It's either Brock Purdy is the worst player in the world, or Brock Purdy is Joe Montana meets Tom Brady meets Hercules meets Jesus Christ, which he's not that. He's not bad. He played, I thought, pretty average and then had a great drive at the end. But what I have been thinking about is that Brock Purdy, to me, is Matt Rife. This is the connection okay. that I'm trying to make. I don't think he's good. But his fans love him. I have watched a lot of two things in my life, football and stand-up comedy. And I'm not trying to be a hater when I say I don't see it with Purdy or I don't see it with Rife, because you look at their numbers, pretty good. They're doing something right. Clearly something right is happening. So it makes me think, what am I missing? So same with Matt Rife. I watch his special and I'm like, all right, well, clearly he didn't perform well here, right? Like, we can all see this is a bad performance. But then when I'm ready to write him off, a clip will pop up of him like handing out spoons to the audience because it's ass eating season. And I'm like, okay, that's like, there's something happening here. That's like his final drive. That's the Brock Purdy drive. They do just enough.
No, going this far past the spoon situation. We can't talk so much that we can't talk about the spoon situation. Did he bring him just in? That's like
Were they plastic spoons?
Were they under the seats, or was he handing? Did he walk out into the crowd?
This is a fake hypothetical that I created.
Oh, okay.
But I can easily see it. This is kind of the crowd work shit he does.
Matt Rife's best joke you had to write.
He literally went, and that's a pretty funny bit he does, and that's why I like him. And it's fake?
I'm just saying, if you're a fan of either one of these guys, you can point to a few things for, like, why.
Give that fucking gem to Jamel. Jamel's still going on stage.
Hey, man, I don't even like having stuff in my pockets like that. I'm going to be honest. I take my wallet out, my keys out. I don't need this stuff with me.
I'm saying, if you are a Niners fan, Brock Purdy is Bill Russell. If you are a Matt Rife fan, he is Rodney Dangerfield reincarnated.
I hate that.
Just is. These guys, the numbers are there.
Support this.
I'm like, I watch the games. I don't think they're good. But then they throw a box score in your face, and you're like, okay, yeah, he had a good season. I don't know what to say to this. So
you can say that he's a system comic. And yeah, the system was created by the Kyle Shanahan of comedy, who is Dane Cook. That's what the system is.
I think TikTok could be Debo Samuel.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that it's like putting up numbers from all directions.
Yeah. He's throwing a short pass over to Debo. Debo's taking it the distance.
Well, who's CMC in this thing? Because this has to be...
That's his management, I guess.
Sure.
You know, that's the engine keeping everything going from behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. But is this all of us detracting from the fact that he's out there selling out tours, because Brock Purdy is out there winning playoff games, coming back in the fourth quarter, something I said he couldn't do.
Look, I didn't realize that on this football podcast we would have to have the old art versus commerce debate, but it's really, do you care about what you're putting out there? Do you care about being better, or do you care about getting followers?
I'm asking Niners. This is the question I have to 49ers fans.
Do you love your quarterback, and why?
Are you going to give him a max contract knowing he's about the 15th best quarterback in the league?
If he doesn't win this game, he doesn't get a new contract. If he wins this game, he does. It's as simple as that.
I think you're right.
You can't doubt him at all and expect to give a guy like that a max contract. Like, you can't doubt that he can get you to the Super Bowl. If it's, you know, a couple of seasons where you once again aren't going past the NFC Championship game, you are going to feel antsy and want some changes. That's like, it's the, you know, it's that meme of Matt Rife's old face. It's like, there's a chink in the armor here. There's like, oh, we thought he was hot. That was his superpower. It turns out maybe he's not. We got to rethink this guy.
I was on the phone with my mom on that last drive.
Okay.
And I said out loud, right before they scored, he's still a bum. Yeah. And he is. I don't know. He made two good throws.
He made a couple good throws on that drive.
He made two important, good, very goods.
Well, the thing with me with the Niners is they've been in this NFC Championship game now like five of the last 6 years with three different quarterbacks. Clearly, the Shanahan system is doing something correctly regardless of who is playing quarterback.
Sure, yeah. I mean, except if it's CMC himself. I guess that didn't work. That made it difficult.
Anyhow, I am I just am flummoxed by the whole Brock Purdy thing. I do think the extreme of saying he's a bum is maybe a little bit too far, but saying he's the best player in the world and is carrying the Niners, it's like you guys don't watch the game.
Do you think a lot of this comes from like the NFL's turnover and quarterback is so much faster, leashes are so much shorter, and look at like Justin Fields, where they're like, oh, he's not top five, and we have the opportunity to get, but you like have to keep going for a top five or six guy to have a chance. So seeing a guy who isn't like make a run, people are just confused.
It's not even that. Like, let me ask you this, Niners fans, just have a long night of the soul about this. What if Kirk Cousins is available for you?
I mean,
what if he's on the docket next season? He's available. He's ready to go. He wants to come.
They will say Brock Purdy is 10 Kirk Cousins.
You should worry about
that.
I
know. It's an incorrect assessment, but they are blinded by winning. That's the problem. If Brock Purdy leads you to victory 13 times a season, then things are fine.
Well, I mean, part of the system is, the team is so good because they never have to pay a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The system requires a guy who's cheap to keep around and kind of sucks. So we can play the defense. We can pay this running back. We can pay all the skill guys.
Why not get Justin Fields? I mean, you can probably trade for him with a couple of first rounders. You're all in anyway. Get Justin Fields. Use him the same way that you wanted to use Trey Lance before you found out he was bad.
If they win Sunday, like, they won't have to consider any of this.
Right. Well, saying,
the best comics are hard to deal with. Nobody wants to really deal with Cat Williams.
Sure.
He sells out tours. He does it on his own. Nobody's fucking with him.
Yeah, he's 10 times better than
Matt Rife. Do you know
how many
times he has cussed out Live Nation? Matt Rife never cusses out Live Nation. He says, thank you, Live Nation. I appreciate the cake.
Danny, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
All right, let's just get into the Bills fans. It's not even the Bills fans. It's the Seven Nation Army chant at the Bills game.
You have a problem with a chant?
Look.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
This
like that.
Is covered. It will be covered. I'm just saying this is a standard sports chant. This is you might as well use Gary Glitter. Like,
sure.
You might as well be chanting, the lyrics or the non-lyrics of that song. Say what you will about the chop, at least it's our thing. It's a sound only we do.
Don't the Braves in Florida State do it?
Other teams do the chop motion, but nobody does that specific sound.
That's fair.
Except for the Iroquois, who are now gone.
We made it up. We didn't steal it from any existing tribes. We sort of did a spin on what they do. That's not... Is anyone else doing it? Is anyone else in the NFL doing it? No.
I think it's problematic.
For whatever
reason,
they're not doing it.
I don't know, man. I think there might be more teams doing the chop than the Seven Nation Army chant at this point.
It's like
8-8, maybe.
True. I did the research.
Okay.
Here is a list of all the other teams who do the Seven Nation Army chant. The Baltimore Ravens. The Detroit Lions, the Miami Heat, the New Jersey Devils, the World Cup, at least in 2018 they do it.
The whole cup?
The whole fucking World Cup.
Nice.
Pat McAfee used it as his walkout song in WrestleMania 38.
Ooh, okay.
Darts world champion Michael Van Gerwen uses it.
Mm.
And you know who else used it?
Uses it?
You know who else used it for his winning campaign? Donald J. Trump.
Okay.
These are the people who use the Seven Nation Army chant. I would say maybe us, the Braves and the Seminoles, possibly do a chopping motion. Not that chant. That chant is just like loaded up. It's It's AI chant.
Question. I know you're. I don't know if you're finished. I don't want to cut you off.
No, I got a message for Bills fans. Is all.
But if Joe Biden adopted the Chiefs Arrowhead version, and that's his walkout, isn't that proven to beat Seven Nation Army?
It's proven to beat Elizabeth Warren. I'll tell you that much.
Oh no.
I hope he. I hope Joe Biden does whatever it takes to win. If it means. If somehow he can get Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift up next to him on a podium, maybe that'll work. I just pray to God. It can't be Trump. It just can't. Pick that lady. I don't care. Like, let's not ruin the world over our differences.
If Elizabeth Warren had did the chop, do you think it would have worked?
Weirdly.
Because she was saying, like,
lean into it.
She was like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got a little Indian in me, chop.
She's a woman. Nothing would have worked. Nothing was ever going to work. It's a shame, but that's how it is. Barbie is not going to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. Look, I just want to say to Bills fans, you played well. Your Bills played well. Josh is good. Josh is great. He's not good enough, and he never will be against Mahomes, but
sure. That
you've got a culture. You've got a cool culture with the tables and the human hot dogs and whatnot. Just get an original chant. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to dig your grave here.
They do shout. They do. It's not original. I mean, every wedding on earth does it. But they do a Let's Go Buffalo shout version at the stadium.
All I heard, and you heard it too during that entire game, was that fucking chant. I got sick of it. And there's so many earworms in your head from all the commercials that keep playing over and over again. The fucking Hertz jingle and all this fucking... stuff you were saying, which was the commercial that you kept hearing?
Burger King,
the Whopper, Whopper, yeah. Whop. I'm just like, there's so much going on in my head. I can't hear the fucking in my sleep.
I'm really proud that Burger King hasn't worked on me this year.
That's what I was saying. I was like, really? I'm impervious to it. The song can get
there's
in there.
There's a Burger King near me, and I was still, I just.
There's one on my block.
The
yeah.
song can live in here, but it doesn't make me want the food.
Now, who is the if there was the meme of the boyfriend walking with the girlfriend looking backwards? Who is if Burger King is the old girlfriend? Who are you looking at?
Easy for me, Del Taco.
Really?
Always.
I would say Taco Bell.
Sure.
Greater than
go for it.
Del Taco, but
not for me.
I don't know. The fries do kind of.
The fries are great, and crinkle cut fries are underrated. But
that's kind of where I'm leaning.
Yeah.
Del Taco too?
Otherwise,
who's your meme? Who are you looking at?
I mean, geez, these days I've kind of only been going to McDonald's. If I get fast food,
really?
Whoa.
I'm back on McDonald's. I'm back on that stuff.
They were floundering for a while. They're glad to have you back.
They keep giving out free fries. I can't say no.
I guess probably Long John Silver's if there's one around.
Whoa, you got to go to Montebello for that.
Dude, I went to Barstow, the most reliable Long John Silver's I've known for the past 10 years of living in LA.
Damn.
On the way to Vegas.
Yeah. Is this why you go to Vegas? So you can stop at Long
Mostly.
John Silver's?
It was closed. They shuttered it.
Oh.
Damn.
That dream is over.
I'm sorry, bro.
It really hurt a lot.
I got some old crunchies at the house. I'll give you their
I would love some barnacles. They're called barnacles.
They're called barnacles. That's a bet.
Kyle, you got a fast food that you just... You can't... You, if you drive past it, you're probably stopping.
I don't know. It's hard to say Taco Bell. But it's probably Taco Bell. I just like
they just do it right.
It is really
it's,
good.
I mean, once again, the floor is where you know it is. Mm-hmm. There are no good or bad ones. There's Taco Bell's, and then there's great ones, which are Taco Bell cantinas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The cantina in Vegas is the best Taco Bell in the world. The cantina on Hollywood Boulevard is amazing.
Damn.
As crazy as that sounds, and can you believe it's near the Funko Pop store? It's my one stop Wednesday.
You're right, though.
No, but that Taco Bell cantina on Hollywood Boulevard is incredible, and no one goes to it because they're tourists. Like, why would I go to fucking Taco Bell in Hollywood? Yeah, dude, it's so clean. They let you watch them make the food.
That is almost unheard of in a fast food place.
Let alone a Taco Bell, where up until 2008, they didn't even let you know it was food.
Facts.
There were a lot of rumors about spider eggs in the meat.
But yeah, the Taco Bell.
The Del Taco, you're right. There are bad ones. Growing up, it was, do you want to go to the good Del Taco or the close one? And we always went to the good one. That's just how it was. Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
It's kind of lame, but I'm not owning any Lions gear.
Yeah.
You had time all season.
I had time all year. I've had time all my life. All I'm doing is looking at clearance price gear. And Lions gear is always on sale. And now this is the most expensive a Lions item will ever be. I went up and down my closet. I must have bought something. In years of whatever this mental disorder I have where I need every team's gear. This is the closest thing I could find. My Pfizer jacket, which is...
Chiefs gear.
It's everyone's gear, all right? Everybody got the shots, all right?
Yeah.
I know who's the face of it, but this is the correct Lions blue. Please tune into the YouTube to see that I am wearing, but it's still embarrassing. A NASCAR jacket on a football show? What have I done? I had all this fucking time.
I feel like a Lions player could wear that to their walk-up, you know, now that the fashion matters and the Instagrams post what the guys are wearing.
Oh, they'd love it.
Yeah, they might wear
Kyle
that.
Kyle will go nuts. They should put the mascot in it. What's his name? Larry Lyons or whatever?
Is that his name?
Probably.
Jamel, this kind of is an indictment on you, honestly, as a businessman.
Rory. Yeah. His name is Rory.
That's actually good.
Yes. Spelled Roar, obviously.
So way better than Johnny Lyons.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
Larry Lyons.
I'm with you, Danny. I do feel like I'm like, this is a huge miss for me.
You're always so good at getting ahead of the curve on these things. You've always got the gear for whatever team heats up.
It's something that brings me a lot of joy. This is how I stay happy in the down 2 decades that the Commanders have had. What I like to do is whenever some team that nobody gives a shit about gets hot, I walk around town in their hat or something. And a couple people would be like, ah. And then I look back and I'm like, yes, I'm from there.
It's a little bit of like being John Malkovich-ing yourself.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
World.
This is my like little serial killer thing that I do is I walk around and pretend I like the Jacksonville Jaguars once every 4 years. You know what I'm saying?
And now, I mean, you do deserve this a little bit because you didn't take the opportunity to join me on Lions Island in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I could have been on Lions Island the whole time. I don't know. Shout out to the town, the surrounding towns.
The surrounding Detroit?
I've been to Michigan. Sure. I've been to the suburbs of Detroit. There's some town. There's some rich-ass suburb town. They got a club. It's like Tom Ridley's Magic Castle.
Anyway, we got to look that up.
Something like that. I did the show. Show was tight. And then found a speakeasy where like this old couple was singing jazz covers. It was just a nice time. I even like Detroit.
Any Lions flags flying or people just didn't
know
about it
at that time? Honestly, I saw a Lions fan. He looked at us and the Lions had just, I think they were losing to the Dolphins. I think they had the Dolphins. Was it a night game this year where they played the Dolphins?
The Chiefs?
No, the Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Oh,
I was in the Detroit metro area for a Detroit night game this year and a man in a Lions jersey looked at me after the Dolphins scored and said, I'm going to fucking hang myself. And we looked back at him like, dog, you don't got to. No, don't. And he was like, no, you don't think I'm going to do it? I'm going to fucking do it in an Aiden Hutchinson jersey. Mm-hmm. And then we was like, bro, it's not. It's the Lions, man. It's fine. So I hope that guy's okay. And you live to see something special, sir.
Yeah, I mean, this is a message to all of you out there who might be thinking about hanging yourselves. You know, just wait it out.
Just wait it out, man.
Yeah.
The Lions might make the NFC Championship. Yeah,
anything
game.
Can happen. Also, I got you, Jamel. It's Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak.
Well, I was out Royal Oak, Michigan, man.
Wow. Man, could you imagine if that guy killed himself and knowing all this happened? Boy, would his face be red.
It'd be red as fuck.
I think it would turn eventually blue and then white.
Purple. Various shades.
He'd be letting the steam out of his collar. He'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, boy.
You think they would have buried him in his Hutchinson jersey?
It was pretty funny. He was like, I'm fucking around. And then we got like 10 feet away and I could hear him say to his friends, you hear what I say to those guys? I told him I was going to fucking kill myself. Like, all right. You know,
great bit.
Yeah, it was a pretty good bit.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the pit. It's not in our lives anymore because the Bills have been eliminated.
It's really sad that what not being good enough for Josh Allen means is missing one throw. The man missed one throw.
Well, he didn't. I thought it was a pretty good throw. You're talking about the one in the end zone? Because I'm talking about the one to Diggs that he could have come
Diggs,
down
that
with.
That was on Diggs.
Yeah.
Although it was a tough catch.
I'm
I mean,
talking
I,
about
I might not
the,
have been able to
I'm
make
talking
it.
The one that was short to
yeah,
Shakir.
Yeah. Well, and over that one middle. Was because Chris Jones bumped his bumped own, him, his yeah. lineman into him. That's Chris Jones just being amazing.
But obviously Mahomes would have did it. All we could think is now is Mahomes would have did it. Mahomes would have fucking, his lineman could have pulled his pants down and he still would have made that throw.
Yeah. The narratives are just savory.
He's also the fumble was terrible, and they got lucky to not lose that.
They, two fumbles. How did they get two
that? Yeah, the first one in the first quarter. Yeah.
Allen's fumble.
That guy
was so bad.
Yeah, the forward pass and not being called.
And also, I mean, that throw to the end zone when he could have just – it was against the, what would have been good to do in the game. I mean, even if they scored a touchdown there, I think they still lose the game.
We should have been up 10 points. Mecole Hardman's an idiot. And that is actually – what I'm about to talk about.
Okay, actually, so you set it up. I like it, Danny. All right, you're better at this.
We all know about the Pit. The Pit is the soon-to-be stadium in Buffalo that's right next to Highmark, so a fan fell in there. We covered it on this very show. Fell in, covered an excrement because he was on drugs.
Yep.
Great story. Now the Buffalo fans believe that the Pit must be sacrificed, too, in order to appease the football gods. There was no confirmed sacrifice before this game.
And, you know, guys are already dousing themselves in condiments and jumping through flaming tables. Mm-hmm. It's just another thing they do now.
It's another ritual. Hurt yourself for the team. Humiliate yourself. Not in Kansas City. We humiliate other races.
Pat Mahomes.
Is he back this week? Sorry,
nobody knows. You haven't heard of what's it called? Quiet quitting. That's him and Sky Moore are just quiet quitting the NFL right now.
Totally fine. By the way, this is setting me up so nice because my person. So what I wanted to do was, who you want to throw in the pit? Who do you believe you can throw into the pit as a sacrifice that will appease the comedy gods to go in your direction? Mecole Hardman is mine. I mean, obviously we don't need him. He's a perfect sacrifice to help us beat the Ravens. I think we can do without his one catch for 2 yards and two fumbles in a game. And I believe this sacrifice will actually do something even better. It will bring upon the redemption of Kadarius Toney.
See?
Wow.
That is what's going to happen. You need a one-for-one sacrifice. You need that, you know, the gadget guy, the behind-the-line-of-scrimmage motion guy. Mecole Hardman is sacrificed so that Kadarius Toney might rise from the ashes once again. If MVS can have a redemption arc on this team, and he does, he was 2 for 62, great catches in that game, then obviously young Joker can. Bring back the guy who tore Dan's heart out last season and made it so that the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl again.
Shouldn't have punted. Should have gone for that.
And we're the number two defense against the number one defense. The coaches are both kind of borderline. I mean, Andy's a surefire Hall of Famer. I don't know about Harbaugh, but he's close. Both offenses peaking at this point. Kickers are both lights out. That returner spot, though, that's a place where we can have an edge.
Who returned punts last game?
That was
or
Richie
did they not
James.
Punt? Was it Richie James? Okay.
Yeah, we. I mean,
he actually does a pretty good job.
He does a fine job. He catches the ball. He's not explosive. He's not bringing it back to the 5-yard line.
We're yet to have a punt returner who understands that you don't have to run everyone back.
Right. Well, I think our special teams coach tells them to do that. There's got to be.
He's gone
reason.
From like some. There's like 5 years ago, people thought Dave Tobe was a Hall of Famer because he was Devin Hester's special teams coach, and now people are like, "What is he telling these guys?" Because Richie James has fielded two on the one.
Yeah, I mean, every single one of these guys that he's tried have made the same mistake over and over and over again.
Yeah, they're
it's
not
crazy.
Devin Hester.
Yeah, they're just not.
It's like insane. But maybe that was his coaching.
The closest that we got to witnessing something like that, and we have a storied returner history in Kansas City to Mark Vanover, Dante Hall. I saw young Joker out there running that punt back in the Super Bowl. It looked similar. The movement, the shaking. If we can
10
get that
Eagles
back,
slip on that turf. I thought the Niners were actually going to do that excuse if they lost to the Packers. We're like, the field, but it's like your home field. How was that any... What was the problem with that?
You know the guy to yell at. It's Rick. He works over there.
Yeah. Right. Did you guys, like, the whole story in the first half was like the Niners players couldn't stay on their feet. They're changing cleats. And at halftime, they all came out in different cleats. And it's like, how are you not prepared for this?
Look, go. I think there should just be a room full of people who are the scapegoat for your team loss to the Chiefs. And they can all hang out together. They should do a reunion show. You can get the field turf guy next to Tyler Bass and Joe Burrow's legs. I don't know. Whatever it takes to excuse yourselves from losing. The point is that the Ravens, they are very good. Scary good. I don't know about that returner spot. I don't know who their returner is. Can't be that good. I've never heard of him. Kadarius Toney, we've all heard of. If he can tilt this match.
Why have we all heard of him?
There's a lot of reasons.
I mean, yeah. Again, we use him for one thing, returning punts. He's been good at that. He hasn't fucked that up. Give him a chance. And we need to. If we need to sacrifice McColl to do it, I'm game.
So I know who I'm going to throw in the pit.
Who that is.
And it's because I want to lift this curse over the Bills. I actually feel really bad for this team. It's like watching the 90s, the teams that had to play Michael Jordan in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, these are great teams. These Pacers teams with Reggie Miller. But
the
Michael
Jazz
Jordan.
With Trumpy Stockton and yeah. Touchy Karl Malone.
It just, you're playing against an all-time great, and it just sucks. And especially for the Bills fans who have known so much heartbreak. I mean, from the 90s to now. So, Jason Kelce showed me something. Jason Kelce, I'm throwing him in the pit because I think he can go down in the pit, fight the devil, and win. Oh. And lift some sort of curse. This guy was out drinking Bills fans all day long. He outshined Taylor Swift in her own press box. He has proven to be an all-pro athlete time and time again. This guy is an all-timer. So I'm saying he can go down into hell and come out victorious. I wouldn't bet against it. I saw a tweet. Shio Kapadia, former guest of the show, tweeted out, Jason Kelce once told me he had north of 20 beers before his speech at the Eagles Super Bowl parade, and I asked him to rate his drunkenness on a scale of 1 to 10 that day. He said a 5. This guy is...
What kind of beer? Michelob Ultras?
I have no idea what he's drinking.
There's no way. I don't even think it's lights. I think he's going full like porters.
I mean, the caloric input these guys have is absurd.
It's true.
It's crazy.
He had to jump in and out of that press box just to not put on 40 pounds on a Sunday he wasn't working.
Jamel, you ever had 20 beers?
20? Hell no. Hell no.
I might have come close.
I might have gone north of 12.
Yeah.
A couple times?
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
A couple times?
Where were you at? You were just on a boat on the lake?
Dude, it was way worse. I was probably in fucking Woodbridge. I was probably just in some dude's basement.
Just like, what else is there to do?
It's really the boring parties that you pound all the beers at.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can just see a Niners fan listening to this right now. Oh, of course you're going to pick the Philly guy to go into hell and defeat the devil. Yeah! He's the captain of a Super Bowl champion. Perennial All-Pro. Heart of the fucking city.
And he just retired, so you know he needs something to do.
So if in 15 years Brock Purdy matches any of those descriptions, I'll jump into the fucking pit myself.
Now,
thank you.
Wow. Why would he do this for the team that is up against his brother's team every year in the playoffs?
Because he ingratiated himself to that fan base. I don't know if you saw Man of the People. He was out in the tailgate before he was in the box. He was jumping out of the box to go hang out with the fans in the stands. I mean, he relates to them. They feel like Eagles fans before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
He was cheering for the Chiefs.
Sure.
You know, the whole time.
He was cheering for everybody because he knew what was going to happen to the Bills.
Yeah.
Let me go hang out with these guys. Go hug a couple guys.
Yeah, he was giving them a little charity.
Yeah,
he was.
He knew what was happening next.
They were like his stray cats.
Yeah.
So is Josh Allen like Steve Nash? I'm just trying. Who is a player?
Right. Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Carmelo.
Barkley.
Sure. Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty decent physical comparison.
Yeah,
I think it's a good dominance comparison. There were years where people said it was him and MJ equal. He won MVP in a year. Michael Jordan won one of his six. That's psycho.
Right.
It is.
He went off.
He did.
He is largely probably has similar thoughts about government.
That's true.
You
yeah.
see Josh Allen notoriously hates women from San Antonio.
He might. We're not sure.
Jamel, who you throwing in that pit?
I mean, okay, so I got a few things I'm throwing in the pit. Well, first off, I'm going to throw, who am I throwing in the pit? For my personal comedy game, I'm throwing Horatio Sanz in the pit.
Okay.
I feel like I throw him down in the pit, I could take that career nice and easy. Next, I'm throwing Heihachi Mishima in the pit from Tekken.
He's just
a terrible father. He should probably go in a pit.
Tough to beat, too.
Tough to beat. Terrible, terrible opponent, terrible guy. Terrible business practices. And then lastly, I'm throwing the entire city of Buffalo in the pit. What are you even doing anymore? Give it up, man. Who cares? You guys, all y'all do is jump through tables because your brains are all broken because you know how the season's going to end every year and you don't know how disastrous it's going to be. So you think maybe I'll just break my shoulder on a flaming plastic table, and maybe that'll be good enough. Just everybody fucking go down there and give up on football. Get into the Buffalo Sabres, man. There's some other stuff happening. Get a basketball team.
I actually texted that to our Bills and Sabres fan friend Erin Conroy, and she basically told me to go fuck myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think the Sabres are good right now.
They're not. But they've been to a Stanley Cup recently.
So you're like a sink, like the Buffalo just falls into this pit. The entire
city jumps in at once. The stadium and the old stadium all implode, and then they go to a different universe where the Bills don't fucking lose all the time.
Jeez, that's what it's going
to
take?
That's what it's going to take. If all of you head into this pit together simultaneously in Kiko Alonso jerseys.
Oh. Where's OJ in all this? Somehow he didn't come up.
OJ got to be the last one to jump in.
He's the last one.
He's the last one to jump in. That's what opens the portal.
It's like the hot tub time machine. He's like, I guess I have to. Nobody else is left.
And then they go to fucking Avatar Land where the Bills win every year.
Oh. And OJ didn't do it.
Yeah. He didn't. Nicole's alive.
Yeah.
He found the real killers.
Things are great.
Stopped it.
Wait, yeah, right. He found them before they killed.
Yes.
I kind of want
to. If I ever meet OJ Simpson, I want to ask him if he had a time machine, where would he go to? And if he doesn't say right before the murder of his wife to find out and stop it, then we know for sure he did it.
Absolutely.
Only then. All right.
Let's write a script that's just Time Cop with OJ Simpson.
Oh, that'd be so good. That's so good. My mind is swirling. We have to move on.
Yeah.
We're on a time limit here. The podcast studio, there are just lines of people waiting to do their show.
Droves.
So we got to get into Championship Sunday. But first, we must acknowledge that Danny has officially won this season's picks. It's a damn travesty.
Two Sundays in a row.
Two seasons in a row.
What the fuck was going to happen? Seasons in a row. This sucks.
Thank you, Lions. I loved being on your island. It was beautiful. It was sunny. I didn't worry for a second. I was pampered the entire time.
You didn't worry for even then when they scored the late touchdown, going for two. You're like, if they get this, they're down six.
No.
None of that?
It was what you kind of get the sense when a team is doing what you expect them to do in the first quarter, really, of a game, and things can turn. But when you start to see, like, oh, okay, for instance, if I see the Ravens line like mauling our tackles right away, I know, all right, this doesn't feel right. This is going to go the way that it could go. The Lions were throwing it all over the field, just like I thought they were. Amon-Ra kept getting open. I was like, well, if nothing's going to change, then this is, you know, if nothing's going to be different from the other Lions wins, then they're just going to march down the field once again if the Bucs score. I mean, it's not like the Lions' defense was carrying them.
They played okay. Hutchinson is on a tear right now.
He's good.
But let's start with Sunday, high noon, Baltimore. Taylor Swift will be going into Baltimore. Chiefs at Ravens.
I feel like before we get into this, I do need some kind of an applause or some, you know, some fanfare for my victory. I won.
Where's the gift card to this season?
Yeah. Wow, we've never used that before. Yeah.
Get some jeers, motherfucker.
I beat Kyle, who went 16-0 in week one. I still beat him.
It's impressive.
You lose.
That's just the opposite of what's true.
For the rest of us.
Black Angus will be getting a very happy and enthused customer.
Oh, that's you?
Very soon.
So here's the thing, my question to you, the strategy. Do you get as close to 100 even on the bill, or do you just extravagantly order and you're like, cool, it'll cost me like $30?
Well, it's always going to cost you a little bit, but luckily at the Black Angus, they have a thing called the Campfire Feast, which is a set price for all the food and whatnot that I need. So the rest of that expense is going to go to drinks for me and the wife.
But are you trying to land on, like when you're gassing up and you're like, I'm going to try and stop it exactly on 40?
No,
that's crazy, man.
No.
You don't do that?
No.
It's like $39.99, you're like, fuck!
Well, I was going to Islands, so I went to $100 at Islands. I went like six times.
Yeah.
So that's a way to do it.
I kept going on like Cheap Burger Day. Yeah. Whenever they do their Cheap Burger Day, I was in there.
Yeah, see, I make it one big blowout.
Yeah.
That's why I want it to be a date place.
Do you let the guys know, hey, I'm here because I'm a winner. I won the picks.
I just, when I flash him at the end, you know, when they ask for the money and I give him the gift card, I'm like, there's a reason I got this gift card, you know. Lions Island.
All right. Chiefs at Ravens, noon, AFC championship game. You know, I don't know where to start. You have Lamar Jackson, probably the MVP. The defense, they gave up 3 points against the Texans. They were fucking awesome. The Ravens led the league in sacks this year. Points against, the lowest number. The defense is crazy.
Yeah.
And I know the Chiefs defense is very good too, but this Baltimore defense is...
Baltimore has the fourth highest point differential since 1990.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Of any team. And they were one of the other teams to be this, which was Lamar Jackson's last MVP season. And actually none of the four teams had won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There was the 07 Patriots.
That's a glimmer.
There was
of hope.
One of the Joe Montana teams and with the 49ers in like 1990. And then there was two Lamar Jackson led Ravens teams. I think he's so good that you don't have to invest in your offense that much, and that's why he can get these defenses.
Well, I would argue that their receivers aren't so much better than the Chiefs' group of wide receivers.
I think it's a push.
Really, we spent a little time earlier talking about how good it is that two of ours are dead.
I agree.
but they are dead, and the good ones stepped up.
I just don't think that their receivers.
Zay Flowers is dependable.
He's the best of the group. I think Rice is
close. I think Rasheed Rice is the best of the entire group.
He's
if I'm
awesome.
Being honest.
But he
then I think
awesome.
The Ravens might have 2, 3, 4.
Mark Andrews playing?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They're going to be full strength.
Yeah.
The Ravens are going to have every single person you want them to have. There is no advantage like we've had in the last couple of weeks with players, key players being injured on their defense or offense.
The good news for you guys is you just played a team that has a quarterback who extends plays, isn't afraid to run. It's not that different of a style. I think Lamar's better at the style, but you just played a team that kind of does this. And you could argue Diggs is the best receiver of any of the three teams. And what's his face? Kincaid, I think, is as good of a tight end. He's pretty close.
And he did dick.
He didn't do much. He's a rookie.
I think that the Chiefs are going to miss Joe Tooney. There's tweets coming out now that he's almost certainly not going to play.
Because
he makes Donovan Smith better.
Yeah.
And he lets them just only need 4 offensive linemen. Willie Gay is probably going to be out. That's going to be humongous because he is the only. We have good linebackers, but laterally he's fast. The Chiefs are now at the pretty big injury disadvantage. Everyone got hurt in that Buffalo game. You notice every 2 fucking plays another guy was down. But yeah. That happens when you're playing in a fake city that's a piece of ice. it happens in Kansas City. It's barely not real. There's 2 of them. It's going to be wild.
I have a question, and this is a bit disrespectful to the second game. Is this the Super Bowl?
Yes.
For all intents and purposes?
Yes.
I know Kyle is shaking his head no. And I'm not I think the Niners might have the best roster out of any team. I do. They probably have a better roster than the Ravens. But is this the Super Bowl? Do you expect the team to win this game will win the next game?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody thinks that.
I do think that, but I'm firm. I'm firmly the Ravens are about to win 2 games by 13 points each and win the Super Bowl.
Well, there's Kyle's pick. I am not.
I hope the other, but Lamar Jackson has the energy of a guy who just gets his wants. Like, he just gets it. These happen in the NBA sometimes. It's like Dirk. Yeah. This happens sometimes where you're just like, a guy needs one. He needs one. And
yeah,
I think this is it.
I got to go Ravens too. I mean, I said Ravens for a while and I'm going to stay.
And there's plenty of reasons.
There are.
To believe that the Ravens are going to win this game. Pretty much all the reasons. Our injury disadvantage, our rest disadvantage. Their defense is slightly better or at least, you know, the same as ours. Our offense is far worse against their offense, which has been pretty awesome all season long. They have lost to some bad quarterbacks. They lost to Gardner Minshew, Kenny Pickett, Deshaun Watson. These are all Ravens losses. However, they haven't lost to good quarterbacks. All the good quarterbacks and all the good teams that they've played, they've beaten pretty soundly, I would say. There's no reason to pick the Ravens.
There are plenty of reason to pick the Chiefs.
It's magic. That's all it is. It's just, can we do it again? Are we just this fucking magical.
It feels a little bit like the 49ers Super Bowl, where you're like, well, yeah, if you go about position by position, it looks like the Chiefs are fucked.
Yep.
Yeah. Except this team has a much better quarterback than that 49ers team.
And I don't think anybody would say that Patrick Mahomes is a worse quarterback than Lamar Jackson. Even in his MVP year, Patrick Mahomes is better. Overall, proven it more. This is the furthest Lamar's ever gone in the playoffs. Will he get a little poopy pants? Will he get a little scared in front of his home crowd? Stavi's gut waving in the crowd. Will he look at that a little too far?
Are you prepared for a Stav Taylor Swift picture?
I hope that those two make out on the field. Ravens fans, I got nothing against you guys. You're in the way, but that's all. You know, if you win the Super Bowl, fine. That's great. I just feel like you got to earn it. You got to take it from our corpse. We are still here. We're not going anywhere. You've got to win multiple, Lamar, if you're going to even whiff Patrick Mahomes' farts.
This is the Mahomes era, so I'm kind of with Kyle on this is maybe his Dirk season, where it's like Dirk's an all-time great because he got the one. When you get the one, you just go up a few tiers no matter what.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron Rodgers is God, and he did it once. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's so hard. I am picking the Chiefs because the intangibles. It's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I don't pick against them in the playoffs. Why would you? Historically, it's a good pick. Yeah. You just pick them and you win. It's that easy.
Well, I'm picking the Ravens because I think you're dumb as shit. There you go. I think that the Chiefs could win by forcing Lamar to throw the whole game. Gus Edwards is already kind of stoppable.
All the running
backs. Sort of like the Chiefs gave up 182 rushing yards in three quarters, and then -6 in the fourth. Shows up?
We won the game. Like, people can't run on us and win. It doesn't always work. If our offense is on, now
Bills had a great rushing game.
I hate those games too. They look like they're over quick. You're like, is it the third quarter already? It's been like an hour.
I know.
This was supposed to be my day.
We never get that fun shootout anymore. But I just think if the Chiefs channel whatever dark force, light force that they've channeled in the last couple of games, there's just enough there to beat an unstoppable juggernaut that wants to be the next, you know, the hot Super Bowl team that gets to have bragging rights over us. We've just got so many of those people under our shoe.
Is there another game happening?
There is another game. 3:30 p.m. NFC Championship. The Detroit Lions.
Wowzers.
I'm picking the Chiefs, by the way.
Are playing.
Just checking.
I don't want to.
It's Lions Niners. It is Goff Purdy. The Goff redemption story is incredible. I mean, I love the Lions skill players. They're really good. Gibbs and Montgomery is a nice little compliment. You got Laporta, who is just going to give you one drive that he catches every ball on the drive. And then St. Brown and Jameson Williams. I'm still waiting for the Jameson Williams breakout.
He had a catch in this last game.
At home, though.
What gives me some Lions hope here, even though they're underdogs and they should be, it reminds me of the game last season against the Packers, the final game of the season where they had nothing to play for, outdoors, on the road, against a desperate team who needed to win. And the Lions were just a little bit better. And, like, their aggressiveness pays off in a way that, like, the conservativeness of the Shanahan approach just kills me. That guy mismanages situations all the time.
Did you notice how close the Packers came to winning this?
Yes, of course.
I mean, they really were close. Yeah. And the Packers aren't as good of a team as the Lions.
They're not.
I mean, it's just, this is when the Niners lose. Right here.
It is. They have not gotten to a Super Bowl since the last time it was Ravens.
Since we smacked them around.
Oh, actually, it was Chiefs Niners. Yeah. Excuse me. Damn, they have been pretty tortured themselves, huh? They haven't won
for
since,
a little
what,
while.
94, 95?
I'm not going to weep for the
49ers. I'm not weeping for them.
San Francisco, despite all the poop on the ground, I think it's a better city to live in than Buffalo, so they don't even. And plus, they got five.
They have.
And they'll just go to a Warriors game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They got
right.
other shit going on.
They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. What? They didn't win a playoff game since.
Dan, is the Niners the team you hate the most?
No.
Eagles fan from Riverside? Because, you speak with them. You got a little
That's
contempt
true.
In you.
There is. And it's
just imagine being from Riverside. It's a lot of Niner gang kids.
There's a lot of
bank, face
there's a lot
the
of Niners fans. It all stems from last year's NFC Championship
game. Yeah, okay. You've been
there has been a
that.
Full year that the Niners fans have waited for the demise of the Eagles to just rub it in our faces.
And then it came.
And it came, and they had their moment, and that's great. And it has been just so incessant and so overwhelmingly annoying to watch that, yes, I'm rooting against them. Dang. They're not my most hated team, no.
I thought maybe.
No.
Just from some California.
Not at all. Not at all. I haven't had any – actually, once upon a time, rooted for the Niners.
Wow. Look, this – I'll just start. This pick doesn't matter because I've already won. And
true.
I can just have fun with it. But I don't – I'm not just having fun with it. I believe that the Detroit Lions will beat the San Francisco 49ers
Woo!
And make it to the Super Bowl. I love it. I want this Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl would be so fun. I wouldn't even really need the Chiefs to win in that case. If the Lions won that game, I would be legitimately happy for them. And it would be one of the most fun couple of weeks leading up to a Super Bowl that I can remember. And it will just put the cherry on top of this crazy season. If it's the Ravens-Lions, the Ravens will wax the crap out of them.
Yeah.
But it'll be at least an interesting Super Bowl. There's only one uninteresting Super Bowl here, and it's the Ravens 49ers repeat. And I just don't want that. So I'm going to pick against both of those teams.
I'm picking the Lions as well, purely out of spite. Before I get to Jamel and Kyle's picks, Jamel already said Purdy's a bum. Kyle and Danny, just your assessment as just purely I watch football all the time. Where does Brock Purdy like land for you guys? Is it what is he? I just am curious.
Like the 13th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good.
I think that's pretty good. But I think Baker Mayfield makes throws that Purdy can't.
Yeah.
And I would say Baker's around the 60. I think it's just a lower ceiling, higher floor guy. Those exist.
I think Jared Goff is better than him.
Alex Smith can't run. It's like Alex Smith during the leg break. That's Brock Purdy.
Right. Brock Purdy can't run. He does. He makes good throws, and he knows the system really well.
Jared Goff is the perfect go-between Brock Purdy and Baker Mayfield because Baker, you can't trust Baker. Baker
right.
does untrustworthy shit.
Right.
Baker does not, but I mean, Brock does not. Baker is more talented. I feel like Goff is the balance of the two. He can throw it down the field.
Yeah. Oh, Goff is better than Purdy.
Yeah.
For sure. Is this, people don't think that?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know. I mean, people would say Goff is top 12.
I think Goff does all the stuff Purdy gets commended for, but like better. He has like a high. He can do a little more.
When you lead two different teams to this position, I think it's proven that you're a good player.
He's gonna be there in the Super Bowl again. How fun is that? This fucking
maybe he'll score 4 points in the Super Bowl this year.
If I mean, Chiefs Lions, I'm putting all of my mortgage on the Chiefs, or my potential mortgage money that I've saved because none of us are getting a house anytime soon. But definitely putting all my money on the Chiefs in that scenario. Obviously, Ravens-Lions goes Ravens. And then the Niners just make the Super Bowl not fun. It's just not fun with them in it.
So, but what do you think of this Niners team? CMC, Debo, Kittle.
They're good. Is Debo playing?
We don't know.
As of right now.
It's like you build a team around your create a player in Madden. You're still leveling your quarterback up, so you just trade all these trades that shouldn't happen.
This is why it's so possible for the Lions to win, because there's all of these oddities with the Niners, like, you know, CMC is awesome and the defense is great, but the defense hasn't been playing that well this year.
They got ran on.
They kind of got ran on. They got thrown on a little bit too by Jordan Love.
Jones might just be like that.
I think
good.
He
might be
he
that
had a nice
good, but
stretch.
You know who's good? Jahmyr Gibbs is fucking good.
I'm going to pick the Lions as well.
Whoa! Yeah, Lions Island is full of boys.
Jamel, we're going to force you to pick the most boring Super Bowl on earth.
I mean, who cares? I'm not winning anything.
Yeah, but you, for
how's second
posterity.
Place
can I still get second?
No.
Then what the fuck are we talking about?
Third place.
We're talking. We're talking about somebody's tuning into this show for the first time. And they're like, oh, I wonder
if
Jamel picks this right.
Picking for pride.
I am picking for pride. I'm.
That's the title of the episode.
Andrew Kungle is waiting for you to decide.
I want to pick Ravens Lions for several reasons. One, because then I can invite Danny to my house for the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I can't have you in my house, Danny, unfortunately. So I would love to have you over, have some wings, have some stuff. And I want the Lions to win just so everybody who just found out about football and is trying to get a TikTok account off can stop telling me about the Super Bowl colors.
I'm sick of that Super Bowl color talk.
I want all of those. I want to be able to comment on all of the 58 videos I saw of a motherfucker with the same haircut telling me about Super Bowl colors to go eat their damn shorts. But the truth is,
you got to love the idea that like people found out about it last year and the NFL still did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they figured out our conspiracy. Let's run it back.
It's not their fault.
That being said, I mean, the Niners at home is like, it's the Niners at home. They lost the one to the Rams. That was in SoFi, yeah?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? They don't lose. They lose it, but at home?
They do try
out
Buffalo all the legends.
Buffalo hadn't lost at home, and Buffalo had just won seven straight. And
yep,
like,
that's
all
Buffalo,
of these numbers.
Man.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
nah,
Buffalo.
Even
man.
I couldn't say it confidently.
Yeah, don't do that.
But all the legends are there. You got Montana. You got Young. Jerry Rice is out there catching balls before the game. There
Elvis
is
Elvis Gerback is going to be
the
there.
Niner, Elvis Gerback's on the field.
It's a the Niner gang is a thing.
E40's out there.
It's like bigger than the Raiders right now. I mean, it's been bigger than the Raiders for the past what, decade? Plus, I just...
Dianne Feinstein's out there.
It's, come on, she's man. Dead. Pelosi might come.
The quarry.
Time's ticking, Jamal.
Dianne Feinstein's out there with DeMar Hamlin winning comeback player of the year.
Give me the Niners.
All right.
Niners for
it.
Jamal. Okay, so we are looking forward to Championship Sunday. But right now, it's time for this week's mailbag.
You've got mail.
Every single week, especially. I said especially.
People
I don't know
like
why I
that.
Said that.
It makes you more human.
Especially because it's the playoffs. The mail is flooding into Sarbula Football headquarters, and we're going to read a few items. Who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
Danny's going first.
I am going to dig down deep and hard. All right, here we go. Got that from the bottom of the bag. I don't know if you guys saw me do that.
Yeesh.
Hey, guys. Love the show. This is Ron Rivera. A.K.A. Riverboat Ron, A.K.A. Captain Ron, A.K.A. the Roncologist, because I beat cancer. I'm writing really to talk to Jamel. Jamel, I'm sorry I couldn't give you what you wanted. Maybe I wasn't enough. Maybe you were too much. It doesn't matter the reason. This thing had to end. I'll always cherish the time we had together, and I'll think fondly about that one Heineke year and the fun we had on Thanksgiving. I'll never forget the look in your eyes when we drafted the Wolfman. But even though we're moving on.
Pure confusion.
Even though we're moving on, I think it's fair to tell you that me and Dan have been seeing each other. Nothing's official yet, but I think he may ask me to be his defensive coordinator.
Oh.
I'm sorry if this causes any tension on the show, but I have to start thinking about what I want. The NFC East. At least in Philly, there's a small chance. XOXOXO, Ron Rivera.
Oh, well. Be free, Ronald. Do what you must.
Ron Rivera has been a coach on the Eagles staff before. He coached our special teams, I think, in the early 2000s.
We all remember that.
Andy Reid teams, you all remember that.
Everybody knows that.
Come home, Ron. Actually, I don't want Ron as a defensive coordinator, but if he does, he knows the division pretty well, even though it's curious because the best two Eagles offensive outputs this season were against the Commanders, where we just lit them the fuck up both games. Mm-hmm. So kind of weird to bring in the guy that you dominate every time.
I mean, this guy is, it's sounding like you're a little soft on this guy. He's looking for a real commitment. You should tell him how you feel before breaking his heart again.
Pass or smash?
Pass or smash.
I'm gonna go pass.
Whoa! Wow. After that letter?
Come on.
Jeez. I'm sorry, Ron.
He thinks it's real.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Playing with people's hearts, man.
Oh, man. We were together once upon a time. I remember that summer we shared, Ron. That fall. It was nice.
He left Jamel for you.
I know. I didn't tell him to do that.
Come on, shit.
Okay, I got a letter here. Hey, guys. It's me, Jason Kelsey, big fan of the show.
Okay.
I know I was the star of Sunday night's Chiefs-Bills game, but I'm actually writing into your show in seek of help. It just dawned on me that there's a high likelihood Travis is going to marry Taylor Swift. And obviously, I'm going to be in that wedding. So I'm going to have to give a speech at Taylor Swift's wedding. So I've been working on what to say. I'd like your notes or suggestions, but here is what I have so far. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jason. Growing up with Travis wasn't always easy. As the oldest, everything was a little harder. All I ever heard was, why can't you be more like your brother? Travis would never beat up his landlord. But there's a little newsflash. Travis ain't so perfect. Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two? Well, I guess they were prostitutes. But okay. I don't remember paying. How about the time we beat the shit out of a goth kid in the Burger King parking lot?
Now that I believe.
And we sung Whopper, Whopper, Whopper in his face as he bled out into the night.
Seems anachronistic.
Or how about the time we went to Epstein Island? Boy, that was fun. Oh. I will miss being your brother. And Taylor, I gift Travis to you. Love, Jason.
Well, this is a first draft. Might want to tighten that up.
Which part?
There's a couple dangling participles in there somewhere.
You need to tighten it up and make it longer at the same time. If those are notes you could get.
He's also the responsible one, I think. I feel like he's kind of the one who reined in Travis's desire to beat up goths in front of the Burger King.
I think you're right. I think if Travis was left to his own devices, he might do that still.
He'd be out of the league.
Yikes. Jason will be giving a speech at that wedding.
Absolutely. That's what's fun about this is just imagining how huge that wedding could be. And
what do you think the spread is like? Do you think they even have food?
Oh, my God.
It's like in Hook. There's just nothing. You have to imagine food.
That would be great. Sure.
But then it'd be real in your mind. Because like they've got some sort of imagination chip.
Oh,
you feel me?
Right, VR an advanced version of that that makes you full.
That turns it into real grits.
It's just an Ozempic that you're actually eating.
It's like a go-gurt.
Yeah,
it's like a silent disco, but it's the silent dinner. Like everybody is pretending to eat.
Yeah,
in
whatever rich people do. But then there is a cake-shaped stack of Coors. Or Budweiser, Heavies, for Jason to drink.
Ooh, yes, Bud Heavies.
Jamel, you got a letter?
Yeah, I do have a letter. It's no address. It's just like some like it's like looks like buffalo sauce on it. All right, wait. Okay. The fuck going on, man? I fuck with y'all heavy, man. This Bill Belichick. Matter of fact, don't even call me Bill no more. My name William now. Yeah, I'm William, motherfucker. Like my man Jeffrey. Free my dog, Big Slime? What? Anyway, listen, I've been in Atlanta for 2 weeks and I'm not leaving. Shit is straight down here. Soon as I got out the damn interview, Young Scooter pulled up with a Hellcat and 300 bands talking about this mine. What you trying to do? My ass rode right down Peachtree to Magic City. For the wings. Fuck you talking about. I don't even care if I get the Falcons job. I already got a project on the way with Keith Lee, Zaytoven, and Tyler Perry. Enjoy the lame ass bowl, you bums. Sincerely yours, William Bellamy, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Bill Belichick.
Damn. Atlanta changes a man.
I think we lost him, dog.
Wow. Seems like he's getting shown a lot of love.
I think things are going good for him. I mean, imagine Zaytoven and Keith Lee.
And a night at the fucking at Magic City.
Yeah.
Big old titties in your face. That's probably what did it.
It might have changed.
They're hypnotically low.
Yeah. I had a...
some swangers, as it were.
Kim and I had a weird overnight in Atlanta once, and I was so close to convincing her to go to Magic City. And it would have been a horrible idea. I knew it. She knew it.
She would have had a good chance.
She was so close. Because
of the wings.
Yes. That's what my argument was.
They're really good wings.
It's legitimately fun. You're cracking open wings. PBRs. You're.
She was just like, you know, come on.
It's a vibe.
Why are we doing this?
It's not wings.
I said that.
There's so little sexuality involved, unless you're a certain type of guy.
I think she's a little nervous. She's just like, I'm not comfortable.
I had a great time.
You went
with some men.
Nicely done, Danny. Holy shit. Men's Final day. Thought of the week.
Over at Magic City.
If I'm back.
With some men.
Men's boys.
It's Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Ciroc ad.
I mean, obviously it wasn't a wife. So I get that might be a tough sell. But there were women there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, not just the women at work.
My final thought of the week is good luck to the Detroit metropolitan area. I met a man in Salt Lake City. I was wearing a Green Bay hat, and he came up to me, and he looked at me without blinking, and he said, "We're going to fucking murder you guys. This is the best team we've ever had." Whoa. And I was like, "Okay, brother." And it became true. So good luck to you and the rest of Lions Mafia.
Final thought, if you want to get a beer can smashed the right way, do it at Magic City. Hey. Just a titty dropped on it.
Whoa.
I'll also say, check out Stephen A. on Howard Stern. I loved it.
Oh,
Fun interview.
Hey.
Was he doing a Stephen A. thing, or did he loosen up a little bit?
I think it's a little bit of both. You start to realize how close TV Stephen A. might be to the real Stephen A.
Okay.
And, it was fun. The man's a real star. I grew to like him quite a bit.
He has risen.
Kyle, final thoughts on the week.
Have a good time, everybody.
Yeah. Mm.
Go Chiefs.
Sorry for hating the Niners all season long.
Lo siento to the Sands family for throwing your man in that pit, but I need this money.
Sorry for winning again.